Reverend Dr. Peter Price holds a PhD in translation and interpretation of French and English, with a research interest in translation, theory and practice, and sacred text and analysis of the Bible.
Yes, he also has a long list of other qualifications and interests. Dr. Price is a professor of French and lives in Maryland. He often teaches on radio and TV in the Bible Lecture Series, drawing from his long experience as a Bible commentary writer and has other qualifications. He is currently devoting his time and energy to writing Christian theological books.
Dr. Peter Price, all the way from the United States of America, how are you today?
I'm all right. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to have you on our show tonight. And so what part of America are you living in?
In Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay. Where could you place that into the geography of the United States for my listeners?
So we have the Eastern Standard Time, and it's in the eastern side. And we are in the tri-state, as they call it. So from Maryland, you can easily drive to Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, and you can easily drive to Virginia.
Mm-hmm. So that would put it northeast, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Okay, and right now it's summer?
Yes, it is, and it's getting quite hot.
Yes, well.
And it's early morning right here right now.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, well, we're all rugged up in our warm clothes down here and carrying umbrellas.
So. And a couple of hours' time, we'll be going to sleep.
Yes. Yeah. So, Dr. Price, you've made a statement, something like correct Bible teaching produces good Christians and good God worship. What would that mean?
What that means is that... you remember that Jesus Christ gave us the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18-20, and he said to go into the world and teach all nations, baptizing and them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So that's reference number one for what I said about correct Bible teaching. Mm-hmm. And number two, if you remember in Luke chapter 10, verse 25-26, there is a lawyer who came to Jesus Christ and was asking him how he can become saved. And Jesus Christ asked him, what is written in the law and what have you been reading? So that's the second reference. And the third reference is that Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Says that these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And so you can see from the references that I've given you that reading the word of God, correct teaching of the word of God is your ticket to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important that Christians understand correctly what the Bible is saying. Now, this is where the anointed Bible teacher comes in. Mm-hmm. Because if you do not get the correct Bible teaching, then it means that you will miss heaven. Because your correct understanding, according to Proverbs, it says, wisdom is the principal thing, and in all you're getting of wisdom, get understanding. So when you correctly understand the word of God, then you can go to God and say, Lord, this is what you said in this place, and this is what you said in that place. So this is my request that I am asking. And then you can be sure that you have a strong legal foundation with God. When I say legal, I mean the scriptures. Mm. You have a strong scriptural foundation with God to make a request of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I say that good Bible teaching is producing good Christian, yes.
We're currently talking to Dr. Peter Price from America, and he is respected in his development of theological resource. So can I just ask you, Peter, what is it that you have enjoyed the most in your process of translations of the Bibles and so on?
What I've enjoyed the most is the methodology for Bible translation and interpreting that Jesus Christ revealed in Matthew 22, Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 to 44. And there he was asking the Pharisees and Sadducees, what do you think about Jesus Christ? Whose son is he? And all of them said that he's the son of David. Mm-hmm. And Jesus Christ questioned them, asking, well, if Jesus Christ is the son of David, then why does David call Jesus Lord? And when I read that, it opened my eyes, and suddenly I realized that, oh, my goodness, this is the methodology for Bible translation and interpreting and Bible teaching. What Jesus Christ was actually teaching the Pharisees and Sadducees was that you cannot teach the Bible against the Bible.
Yeah.
That means that if you interpret the Bible in one way, in one place or one chapter, you cannot go to another end of the Bible in another chapter and explain something that contradicts what you have already said.
Mm.
In other words, Jesus Christ was teaching them perfect harmony theory for Bible translation and interpreting. And that's how I baptized that understanding that I got. Mm. And once I developed that theory, I began to test it from Genesis to Revelation, and I marveled every time I tested it. It came out perfect, and I knew that that is the theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used that theory to write several books. Right now I have about 12, 13 books on my website, and they all are based on the theory. So that is the answer to your question, Matt.
So I could sort of see what you're talking about fitting in maybe, or tying in more so, with the parable that Jesus taught about the two people who built houses. Can you relate that to that?
The two people who build houses.
Yeah,
one of them building on sand.
Yes.
And the other one building on the rock.
Yes.
Now, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, he said that the man that built on the sand or on the rock was the man who heard and obeyed the word of God. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So it ties in with what you just mentioned here.
Mm.
The theory that I just explained ties in with what you mentioned, in the sense that when you are building on the sand, then it means that you are not correctly understanding the Word of God, even though you might be holding the Bible all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are building on the rock, then you are understanding the Word of God.
Mm. Yeah, we had a teacher when we were both in Bible college. Oh, I don't know if Laureen had him, but we had a teacher in Bible college who, you know, they announced to us that he is not a Christian, so we did everything we could to get him saved and unfortunately failed badly. But he was our speech teacher, speech therapist, and he could quote the Bible off by heart, chapters of it. If he quoted the Gospels, you could hear the characters, you could feel the intensity of the passion of whoever was part of it and all that. It was just unbelievable. He interpreted the Bible in a sense by the way he quoted it, and yet his life was a total mess and he was far from God. That was a revelation for me.
Yes, it is a revelation, because when you go to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 19, you see what God is saying over there, that the devils also believe and they tremble.
Mm.
And this is exactly what you just explained here. The difference is that it is the one who obeys the word of God who is the true Christian.
Mm.
You see, I will follow that up to say that Satan knows the word of God very well.
He quotes it.
But he doesn't obey it.
Mm.
And that's the reason why Jesus Christ told us that if you have his word and you abide in his word, then you love him, then you are truly his disciple.
Mm.
So the difference is believing and obeying.
Yes.
And so, well, if you remember also in Matthew, chapter 4, from verses 3 to 10, you have Satan, who was quoting the scriptures to Jesus Christ and asking him to do certain things. He was asking him to turn stones into bread and whatnot. And Jesus Christ was telling him that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. But there is one of the temptations that I would like to highlight here. When Satan quoted the book of Psalms, telling Jesus Christ that if he threw himself down, God will send his angels to protect him, Jesus Christ responded by saying that you cannot tempt God. In other words, Satan knew the word of God, but he was misusing it. He was not living it. He was not obeying it. And that is the difference between the one who can quote the word but does not obey the word.
So Jesus countered Satan with a correct interpretation of the word of God.
Correct. Hmm. Thank you for adding that for me. You're right.
No, that's how
correct
I saw what...
Correct interpretation is very, very important.
Yeah, that's how I saw what you were saying.
That's what you were saying, and then Paul just used that other word to make sure that he was understanding.
Yeah, so
exactly. Thank you so much.
and having been a pastor, both my wife and I have been pastors for years, and having been pastors, you have so many people who will come and tell you what God's saying, and sometimes you sit there and you think, I can't imagine God saying that, because he doesn't say that in his book. He says the exact opposite.
Yes.
You've experienced that?
Oh, yes, I have. I mean, people who tell you that, for example, Mary and Joseph can be found in the book of Genesis, for example. And I'm talking about a pastor here, you know. So,
I
have experienced people like that.
Yeah, I haven't come across them there, so...
one of the things that Paul and I have both commented on at different times is the story of Philip and the eunuch in the chariot, and then also Jesus walking with the two disciples to Emmaus, and how in both situations, one of them, Peter, was showing Jesus through the... showing the eunuch Jesus through the Old Testament, and then he was Jesus on the road to Emmaus talking to the disciples and revealing himself through the Old Testament. How amazing it would have been in either of those situations to see the scriptures being unfolded in such a way.
You are correct. That is in Acts chapter 8, verse 30.
Yes.
And it's amazing that you mention it, because that is my calling. Mm-hmm. That's exactly my calling. And I wasn't going to say it, but since you mentioned it, you know, my calling is to help people to understand the Bible. Just like you mentioned about the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip, the evangelist, that the Holy Spirit told him to go and join himself to the chariot.
Yes.
People ask me, what does this mean? And in my research, sometimes you will find in the books that I have written, you will find at the top a quote. It says question 1937 or 1960. That code refers to the number of questions that people have asked me concerning the Bible. Mm. And right now I'm getting close to 2,000 questions. Mm. And I'm keeping record of all of them. Mm-hmm. So I help people to understand the Bible, just as Philip was asking the man, do you understand what you're reading? Mm. That's what I do.
Yeah. Dr. Price, if you wouldn't mind holding the line, we do need to take a short commercial break. We'll be right back with you in just a moment.